This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour here on the DJD program with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen and Doug Steffen. You know what I really like about the three of you and all of us, I guess, together, the four of us? I think about us a lot during the day. Think about what we're going to talk about. Think about our friendship, some of the things that we talk about that we don't agree upon. And I think we should be the model for the world. Actually, we could take over the world. We should be right up there on top of the world, sitting on top of the world, because we know how to talk about things, we know how to disagree, and we know how to get things done. All right? So who thinks that we should take over the universe? All those in favor, raise your right arm, right hand.
Take over the universe?
Yeah.
Let's do it. That's very Anakin Skywalker of you.
I know.
It is, right.
Space take over the galaxy.
You know, it's pretty interesting. I do think about us in this respect. And, gosh, I hope that the ladies feel the same way. But we all come, and you too, Doug, we all come from different political backgrounds and persuasions. And I had a conversation. I interviewed Dr. Laura yesterday, Dr. Laura Schlesinger, who was on radio for years, now is on satellite, advice doctor, and she's got a book out. So I talked to her. And one of my first questions, since I do a political show, is how do you talk to people about politics? And everybody's so divided. What's the best way to do it? And she goes, just don't talk about it. And I actually got into a really...
I disagree.
I do, too. And that's exactly... I talked to her and I said, really? Because when I go out and do these speaking engagements around Southern California, where I'm lucky enough to have people who are interested in some of the things I have to say, one of the best pieces of advice I tell people is stop making politics emotional and start having conversations. It's the only way we listen to each other, and it's the only way we change people's minds. The thing is, you know, if I disagree, if you are going to vote for Bloomberg, and I'm just making this up, if Victoria's going to vote for Mayor Pete and Kara's going to vote for Joe Biden, whatever it is, just because you choose that person doesn't mean I hate you. It has nothing to do with you as a person. It's what your preference is. And I think so many times we're tied emotionally into our politics. It doesn't do us any good. Yeah, just because we might disagree with each other doesn't mean anything.
The news, the so-called news media, fake news media, has created this. And people have become willing co-conspirators, if you will, who spend hours every day watching Fox or MSNBC or CNN or whatever the hell it is. It's all bull crap on both sides. And what do you waste your time with? Isn't there your life worth more? Can't you do something? Go help somebody. If you're retired and you got time on your hands, go out and do something that'll help the world. You sitting there watching this stuff and getting in a stew, all it does is it cuts your time on the planet, honestly and completely and truly. Mm-hmm. When you get yourself as worked up as some of these people do that you hear, and the phony baloney stuff that comes out of some of the radio speakers from some of these hosts on either side, and the television as well, excuse me, that's shortening your life. You get your blood pressure up, you get angry, and it takes its toll on your body.
Well, I guess even more than that, it just shouldn't be personal. And now we've devolved into very personal politics. And, it's just, I don't know.
I can't be your friend because you're a Republican.
And it felt so weird to me because, as I've said a million times, my own mother disagrees with me politically. And I love her as much as I love anybody on the planet. You know, it hasn't changed.
How much of that factored into the fact that your father and you have the same politics with your mother? Have that conversation with her?
You know, I used to have more of my mother's politics, but as I got older, before I even registered to vote, but through my teenagers, I was like, wait a second, maybe not. You know, and I kind of thought it through for myself. I mean, I was the only person in my sixth grade class who voted for Jesse Jackson in our school election. So I've done a full transformation.
Yes, you have.
But all Dr. Right. Laura, then she says, "Go." But it's okay to talk to people about religion. I thought, wait a second, if we're following the rules of etiquette, you don't talk about religion or politics. But anyway.
Think of Thanksgiving dinner. I'm not, Dr. Laura, as you know, she writes columns in Newsmax. She's very right of center. And has pretty much always been.
You know what's funny is I had no idea because when I asked her about that, she said, I won't talk about
right-wing.
She's like, I won't talk to anybody about politics anymore. I just won't do it. So
that's what she said.
Yeah. Literally, but
you know what?
Yesterday.
See, and this is what I would, and this is what if, and I'm no fan of hers, but anyone saying this, and I have said this to people in my own life. I have people who are far on the left and people who are far on the right, and neither of them will even have a conversation with someone on the opposite end. And I have said to both of them, then you're the problem. You are part of the problem. You're not part of the solution.
Right.
I have had people say to me, I can't believe that, you know, you get along so well with your co-host Jen because she's a Trump supporter. I can't even believe that. And I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do? Quit my job that I love? Because you feel that it's unfathomable for you to be able to talk to another human being who disagrees politically, then I say you're part of the problem. And that goes on the right. My godfather, I love him so much, he will not even engage in a conversation that isn't pro-Trump. I mean, he just won't even engage. And so, and he's part of the problem too. So, like, it's anybody who is not, and I don't want to just say on this show because all of us do engage, but people who do not share that mentality of trying to find commonality and trying to find the humanity in the other person, then you're the problem. You are the problem.
You know, the whole business of shrink talk on the air started with my dear friend Joy Brown back in the early 80s. She was doing a local program in Boston, and then she became a very significant national figure on the radio and in television. It was her belief that she could help everybody, and she was everywhere.
And maybe she did,
and she helped a lot of people. And then Laura came on the scene and tried to diminish Joy, not necessarily on the air, but in private, you know, or in personal appearances. And Laura didn't have a degree in psychology. I forget what her degree is in. But it was really, Joy was the opposite political point of view from Laura, but she never, ever talked politics. She always, whenever something like that would come up, she would speak to it from her heart, issues that were, you know, of a personal nature, people being helped. She never talked about herself. She always talked about how what her the skill was to be able to talk to somebody, listen to what they had to say, and come right to the point. And it was real good psychological advice for her, as Laura's kind of judgmental. And so maybe I'm being judgmental.
Well, Laura's all about personal responsibility, which I have to say I think we need.
Yeah, I do too.
Sometimes,
I agree
you know,
that.
Because she makes an entertaining talk show, she was a little direct,
a little
right between the eyes.
Yeah, sometimes a little nasty.
Yeah, she's not, I don't think she's a nice person.
She was very nice to me. By the way,
well, selling books, sure, yeah. But.
Not going to brag here, but after the interview was over, she's like, wow, you're really good. And I don't think so, Dr. Laura.
Well, you are really good, and you don't need crappy Dr.
You're
Laura
really
to tell you that.
No, but she didn't have to say anything. In fact, I didn't even think she was going to be on the line afterwards, and she hung around. So that was nice. So thank you, Dr. Laura.
Somebody said to me, well, listening to all of us, somebody said to me recently how educated we all sound.
Sucker.
I thought that was cute. It is. We are educated as to what's going on. Now, speaking of what's going on, spend a minute or so on the election update. What's going on? Is Bernie still in the number one position in Iowa?
Iowa.
Talking about ag issues, I told you. That's the way. That's how Pete got onto the top of the list.
Iowa
is talking about ag issues.
Feeling the burn. And remember, in less than a week, we're going to know exactly who won Iowa and who is positioned to win New Hampshire, which, by the way, Bernie Sanders is also leading in New Hampshire. And that sets him up very nicely for Super Tuesday. I can't believe I'm saying this. And by the way, I will throw up if it's Bernie Sanders. Ugh. Okay, sorry.
It won't be. You mean at the end it won't be. And I'll tell you why, having a conversation with somebody yesterday about this,
another friend, thing. You and your friends, Bernie Sanders.
Same friend. The same friend who is an Elizabeth Warren fan, and I made it clear that I wasn't because of all kinds of things.
But you still had the conversation. And the only reason I would throw up for Bernie Sanders, not because I hate him, I just don't like what he stands for, and I think it's scary and dangerous. But Bernie Sanders has moved into first place in Iowa. There's a brand new poll that's out from Franklin Pierce University, and it's a Boston Herald poll, Dougie. The poll released on Monday says that Sanders is in first place at 29% in Iowa, followed by Joe Biden at 22%, Elizabeth Warren at 16%, Mayor Pete at 10, and Amy Klobuchar at 5. Among likely primary voters, 72% said they would vote for President Trump if the primary were held today. That's down from 79% a couple of weeks ago. However, in the state, the president's approval rating is at 77%, which is actually up. So you do the math from 76 2 weeks ago.
So here's what I think you're going to find.
Yes.
Bernie's going to come through. Many of these, he's gonna get that momentum, get the momentum, come through more of the primaries than you thought he was going to even a month or two ago. But the party will not swallow his message. There's a divide, a huge divide between the generations, and that's where Bloomberg comes in and rides out in the white horse. Wait and see if that isn't what happens.
Bloomberg's in Vermont right now.
Every place he goes, I'm very curious.
Question is how, though. I see, this is where you have to explain it to me how it happens, because
is it divided? They can't come up with a
contested. You're talking about a contested convention?
At the convention, right. At the convention,
perhaps
Bernie gets more
votes. But you better hope then that Elizabeth Warren or Joe Biden gets stronger, because the only way you get to a contested convention is if there's not a clear winner. So
I think Joe Biden will maintain where he is.
I agree. I think Joe Biden is not done yet, but certainly the fact that we're talking about Bernie having the momentum going into Super Tuesday is crazy.
Does that tell you about?
But you know what, though, really?
It's
not actually that crazy, because if you think about it, he had a real following and a groundswell behind him the last time. So it's really not crazy that he's the most where he is.
He's the most enthusiastic candidate.
See if it doesn't shake out the way I suggested. 18 and change past the hour on the DJB program. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that saves you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797. Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime, Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We'll be right back. This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Join me, George Dory, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. An epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts. Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Shoot with our pistols, but empty pop bottles was all we would give. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where Larry died.
John Prine and Doug Steffen, which one can you tell who's who in that one?
Not really. Very similar.
Yes. Prine is reviving his All the Best Best for a second year, being late in the year. He was the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award recipient last year, remember? It's a four-day musical event, which Prine launched in 2019, set up the Breathless and now Onyx Resorts in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic. And I've been to Dominican Republic. I don't know what that is.
Punta Cana is like the most popular spot.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
November 16th.
Where the fancies go.
I was thinking that, yeah. So it's in mid-November, joining Prine, who will give multiple performances during the festival. One classic album, start to finish. Also, Bonnie Raitt's going to be there, who sang a brief tribute to Prine at the 2020 Grammys. John Hiatt, Steve Earle, Todd Snyder, Paul Thorne, the Jerry Douglas Band, Anna Edge? I don't know her. Edgy? What's her? Who's that? Anybody know?
No. I just want to hear you keep saying it.
Yeah,
I don't even know who it is.
I don't know who it is either. Her name is spelled E-G-G-E. Right. Help you. I could listen to Bonnie Raitt all day, every day. There's something about her, and it's just her.
She's awesome.
She's really awesome. Several artists will give more than one performance during the festival. One-of-a-kind collaborations also between some of the artists. There's an all-inclusive suite package for All the Best Fests. It does $1,599 per person.
Sweet, you're going. That's a whole. That includes
four
like
days.
Your all. Yeah, yeah, all of your food and the tickets for
does
the shows.
It?
Not bad.
It's really not terrible.
Okay. So who goes to this? Who would be what age group? What
older
persuasion?
Yeah. This is an older
know the crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What persuasion?
Well,
country persuasion.
Well, Bonnie Raitt is pop as much as she is country. I mean,
she's very folk. Soulful. But yeah,
she's fabulous.
She's bluesy, yeah. But Sean Fine is alt country, and he's got an older following.
Is he? Okay. I'll take it from you, Victoria. You're in the know and on the go on the DJB show, 26 after the hour. Let's talk about Ricky Skaggs, shall we? And Vince Gill, the two of them together. Putting together a bluegrass night or two at the Ryman in Nashville. Host, this is something else that's great. Crack this up, will you please, Kara? This is fabulous stuff. Ryman has hosted concerts and events from pretty much every musical genre in the history. That building's been there for 128 years. Its role in the birth of bluegrass is one of the hallowed venue's most important claims to fame. And this is really good. We got to listen to a little more. Crank it up again, will you?
Find a horse and cart.
Don't you love that?
I'm just a country boy. Country boy at heart.
In 1994, after they restored the Ryman, two of the world's most influential bluesgrass guitarists, Alison Krauss and Bill Monroe, took to the stage for the first of what became an annual tradition, the Bluegrass Nights at the Ryman. Crank that puppy up. Listen to that guitar. Wow. This year's six-week series begins on Thursday, the 18th of June, with Del McCoury's band and the Little Smokies, followed by Dan Tominski, Molly Tuttle, the Steel Drivers, Ricky Skaggs, Kentucky Thunder, Daly and Vincent, and Vince Gill. And the last of those three acts all were in the concert series last year. Sponsored by Springer Mountain Farms, hosted by Grand Ole Opry announcer Eddie Stubbs. Each concert will be preceded, weather permitting, by picking on the...
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In the impeachment trial of President Trump in the U.S. Senate, yesterday brought day two of opening statements by the Trump legal team, including from veteran lawyer Alan Dershowitz, who says the House articles of impeachment against the president simply don't meet constitutional standard.
I will argue that our Constitution and its terms, high crimes and misdemeanors, do not encompass the two articles charging abuse of power and obstruction of Congress.
President Trump's long-awaited Middle East peace plan is expected to be released today.
The president has referred to the plan as, quote, the deal of the century. Palestinian leaders have already rejected the plan, which would reportedly allow Israel to annex portions of the West Bank. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Four after the hour, news and conversation just for yous, news for yous, snooze and you lose, as it were. DJV with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara at the ready in our main studio down in Washington. I am the leader, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, but I believe that we are all leaders here. Become more and more. I don't know why I'm having these thoughts, these great thoughts about us. I think we're on the precipice of something exciting. I don't know.
Well, that's good.
What it is, but I just feel
like
we are.
I like that.
Yes. So those are words from the leader, and now words from Victoria, who is focused on 2 weeks from, what is it, 2 weeks from Sunday,
Friday?
Right? Valentine's Day? No.
Friday.
Two weeks from Friday, right?
Friday, yep.
All right. Happy Valentine's Day, ladies, in case I forget between now and then.
In the next 2 weeks that you'll talk to us every day?
Yeah, right. Yes.
Thanks.
Exactly. You're welcome. All right, so what's happening? The V is for Victoria and Valentine's Day. So what do you suppose? Do you, by the way, and Lewis exchange hints as to what you want For things like Valentine's Day or presents on any great occasion, the exchange.
Well, Christmas, we sometimes will, you know, give, like, not a list, but we'll just say, oh, by the way, if you think, you know, if you need a stocking stuffer idea for me, or if you need, you know. But we don't do that for Valentine's Day, because, no, because it, how do,
it's
I mean, how fast can you kill
because it's all
romance?
In favor of the winter, I mean, the women, women are,
yeah.
Men never get anything out of it, women get stuff out of it, men get nothing.
Aww,
I beg your
so
pardon.
So sad. You know what Jeff is getting? And I can tell you because he already knows.
Okay.
He's getting a ticket to see Hamilton.
Really?
Wow.
That's a big deal.
That's a really big deal.
Yeah. I'm sure it's not cheap in L.A. Where is it?
Is it just one ticket, or are you going with him?
I'm just sending him.
I can only afford
it's a one-way
ticket.
So here you go.
One-way ticket.
We're going to switch during intermission like they did on Lucy. I'll get the first act. I'll get the second act. It's at the Pantages. It's going to be here for a year and a half, actually.
Really? Okay. Maybe I'll go. All right. So now that we've got our gifts all straightened out, Kara will. Kara's like me. She's on the street
looking
for love.
Yeah, I've got 2 weeks to find somebody.
Places.
So,
now we're girl out. Valentine, I can't imagine that some guy hasn't scooped you up. I just can't. Well, no, because you're very independent, and men don't like that often. So.
Oh, that's not true.
That's not true.
Well, it's
my
not
husband
true
loves
me. I like
that about
independence.
Me.
Yeah, I love your independence.
But it just me. I think sometimes it just takes guys a little bit. Like, I think, Kara, what are you, 28? I think you need, like, a 33-year-old. Because guys hit 31, 32, and they start to become interesting. And then they also start to appreciate women who are independent. Now, 10 years is a lot.
I don't need
a
37-year-old.
Like 5 years. 5 years older would be perfect. But I will say this about Kara, because I recognize it in myself. I didn't date all that much because I was just awkward about where I was supposed to meet people. It was awkward to go online. It's kind of awkward in bars. Social circle starts to get a little smaller when you get older. So it's going to happen, Kara. You're going to meet somebody. It's just sometimes pickings are slim. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Well, I say older men because most men, I didn't have a clue until I was in my 40s, and some people don't think I have a clue even now.
Well,
I think I'm a grown.
Well, but most guys hit 30, and then they start to become, you know, like more responsible, a little bit more self-aware. I just think guys in their 20s are rough.
Right.
Like, when I was in my 20s, I never dated anybody in their 20s because I just couldn't handle the immaturity. But, eventually, it all evens out.
I think.
Anyway, now I talk about my trending story.
No, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm going to finish this thought on Kara. Kara is wise beyond her years. She's more intelligent than most. And that's why I say a younger person is not. She needs somebody who's 10 years. She's 10 years. She's kind of like Obi-Wan.
I need a 70-year-old man if I'm looking for someone with the same
the
age
wisdom.
That I am.
Yeah, have I introduced you to Doug Steffen?
Oh.
Yeah, there we go. That's about not worth having. All right.
Moving on.
Valentine's Day. What do we have?
Yes. So if you are interested in having a very romantic trip with your partner, Airbnb is giving a couple the chance to spend the night in one of literature's most romantic homes on Valentine's Day. It's Shakespeare's Juliet's House from Romeo and Juliet. Now, hopefully you'll have a better ending.
Freak.
Yeah, hopefully you and your partner will have a much happier ending than Romeo and Juliet. But it is also known as Casa de Giulietta, and it is the first time since the 1930s that this Verona townhouse has been used as a home, and it's built in the 13th century. Think about the incredible history. And so this one lucky couple.
All the walls could whisper.
Yeah. One lucky couple will get the Romeo and Juliet tour around the city of Verona. They will read and reply to letters sent to Juliet, which is something that a lot of people make a pilgrimage. There was even a movie about it where people go and they write letters to Juliet, basically pleading for the love of their life kind of a thing. And then they'll have a candlelit meal prepared by a 2-star Michelin chef. They get their own butler, and then they will sleep in the original bed that was used in the 1960s. Romeo and Juliet film. So if you're into this movie, or if you're into the book, or into the play, this is for you. Now, in order to win, you have until February 2nd, midnight, February 2nd, and you have to write a letter to Juliet explaining your love story and why you and your partner would be the ideal guests. And then they will choose a winner, and you will be flown over to Italy and have this really incredible experience. So it's, and I mean, a personal butler, that's always a nice touch.
Yeah. All right, so let's go back to Kara for a minute.
Poor Kara, she's blushing right now.
She was already ready. She was thank you nexting us, so
no.
I think it was...
Okay, but here's what I... This has nothing to do with her romance or what we think she ought to do with her life. Mm-hmm. But there is an age thing, and I'm going to say this. This is from my heart. As I'm sitting here listening to that story, the old disc jockey in me is going to the tune just like Romeo and Juliet. And if I'd have been able to... See, I can't do that here, although I wish I could figure out a way to do
Straits?
It.
You Dire Straits?
No.
Well, that's a great song.
Yeah,
you could use that one,
but the one that I'm talking about goes back to the late 60s.
He's talking about the ancient one.
That's
I was
right.
going to say, think older, Victoria. Think
older. Just I thought like I was thinking Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, so... That's the only thing I've tried to inculcate that in Kara, but because she resists my
musical taste. It's not that I resist, it's because I don't know your songs from the 50s and 60s. So.
Who has ever heard this song? I've never
what?
Heard this.
Come on.
I've never heard this.
You've never heard this song?
And I'm the gap bridger. I've never heard this song.
Ending victory, just like Romeo and Juliet.
Woo-hoo-hoo. And it's by The Reflections, who I've never even heard of. So.
Yeah. Right, but that was good you found it fast. See, that's the sign of...
I was talking on the other show that I've been running. I was talking to them about how you do your Throwback Thursday every week and how you like to sing
songs.
You talked
to Chad on the air about that?
No, I was talking to him off air about... because he apparently likes to sing off air, too. And I was like, I thought I got enough of that.
Well, you know what we'll have to do? Because he's doing the countdown. Now we'll put... Well, he and I will do a sing-off on the countdown. That's
well, I will be somewhere else. I said that you like to do Throwback Thursday and you like to sing songs that no one has ever heard of before, and you only let us choose songs from the 60s and 70s. So,
what do you mean nobody's ever heard of before?
I mean, people have heard of those
songs,
but most of the songs that you sing.
Speaking of number one, how much money do you think Michael Bloomberg has spent so far on the campaign? Take a guess.
Probably at least $20
million. Huh! Keep going.
Isn't it in the hundreds of millions?
Keep going.
I'll do like $652 million.
Yeah. No, not quite. He spent $250 million so far, and much of it has been on radio, television. That's pretty. Not doing any print, doing a lot of social media. But he said, apparently, to one of his friends or confidants, if he had to spend $1 billion, he would. And I think
he will.
He's
on his way.
He is on his way. Yep, we got $50 billion. So what's a billion here and there? And I think it isn't about him really and his ego. It's just about.
Really?
I'm not talking about that. No,
come on.
I think it isn't. No, I think he knows that he could do a better job, and so that's the thing. Is there ego involved? Of course.
Exactly. Anybody who runs for president who thinks they can run the free world has a bit of an ego.
I don't think that's a bad thing, though.
Trump included.
I think a lot of people. I think some people have an ego that works in their favor, and some people have an ego that works totally against them. But I don't think I've never gotten the impression that Bloomberg's ego is one that has worked against him. He hedges his bets very wisely with lots and lots of information and data to back it up. He does not just make any decision on a whim. And I think he literally has for years put his money where his mouth is. I don't know. I think it's kind of dismissive to just say, oh, it's just his ego. Because then,
we
wouldn't have anybody run for office.
I'm not saying that at all. It's just Doug said he doesn't have an ego. I'm like, oh, come on. Everybody that runs for office has an ego. I mean,
whether
it works or not.
Do we agree that the three biggest stories, well, four maybe, the four biggest stories that will have to be in some way or another through the course of the week, are Kobe Bryant, the impeachment, the virus, and the people that are running for president. You think those are Billy Graham?
Yeah.
In that order.
Kind
yeah.
of
mm-hmm.
So I'm back. I'm floating back to John Bolton for a moment, if you'll pardon me, who now has, apparently he was on somebody's radio show yesterday, Jennifer. I don't know whether you saw this or not.
I did not.
He said that he is worried that the Trumpster has become too friendly with the leader of China. And I'm wondering how that does that seem to fly in the face of reality, given the trade thing?
Well,
or is that possible? I mean, I don't put anything Bolton says, but who knows?
The very real differences between Trump and Bolton is that Bolton has and always will be and was when he was in the administration a hawk. And so what he ran into disagreements with Trump is that Trump likes to get to know these people, befriend them so that he can create deals. That's how he probably did his real estate business, and that's how he's working as the president of the country.
Personally.
And so the fact that he had a meeting with Kim Jong-un, the fact that he said, even after all of this, he'd be willing to talk to Iran. The fact that in this trade war with China, he still carries on a decent relationship with President Xi, that bothers John Bolton because he thinks he should be tougher. I mean, John Bolton is kind of at the school of Lindsey Graham and John McCain that like to drop a few bombs now and then to just show Americans superiority. I mean, that's just the truth.
We got a couple extra bombs here. Let's drop them somewhere.
Let's put them to good use.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they had some real ideological differences. Now, that being said, look, if he's buddying up to President Xi, at least phase one of the trade deal has been signed, and they're working on phase two. That's more than any other president can say in terms of an agreement that's more fair for Americans with the Chinese.
All right, food for thought. 46 past the hour here on today's DJV program.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson.
If people want to look at how much sugar is in soda, they should take a teaspoon, and in one 20-ounce soda, there are 17 teaspoons of sugar. Nobody would eat that much sugar, but they are in liquid form when they consume soda.
And research from the National Center for Health Statistics says almost two-thirds of boys and girls consume at least one sugar-sweetened beverage on a given day. Some drink more, and the drinks come with downsides. Mayo Clinic's Dr. Donald Hensrud says sugar contributes empty calories that provide almost no nutrients.
It can cause cavities. Also, it causes a little bit of inflammation in the body. That's a little bit more subtle.
And Dr. Hensrud says these beverages keep kids from reaching for other drinks that do offer nutritional value. Dr. Hensrud recommends setting limits on sugary drinks and considering alternatives like milk or carbonated water with a calorie-free flavoring. And
good old water is the best.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
My name is Nicole, and I'm getting benefits from Calitrin because I have lupus and I have fibromyalgia. I've been taking it now for about, I think, 2 months, and I just love the way it works.
This is George, and I've lost 43 pounds using Calitrin. I really, really enjoy taking it.
I've taken Calitrin. I've lost about 26 pounds, and I've gone from a size 16 to a size 14. Calitrin has worked great for me. I also have seizures, and with my neurologist, he knows about my medication, and it does not interact with any type of medication, even seizure medication. It really works.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitrin works for weight loss and more. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
More medical jargon. The Journal of Dr. Jack Stockwell is in the focus here as he brings us up to date on a lot of things. He's practicing with his wife. He's got a great clinic going for him. He's a Nuka chiropractor up in Salt Lake City. And I say up in it because I'm in Los Angeles and I got to go up to get up there. But if I was in Chicago, I'd go over there. And if I were in Butte, Montana, I'd go down there.
Yes. Right,
everybody got their geography.
Yes. Now I know where I'm at.
Now you know where you are. Exactly. Yes. So there are lots of people in China, lots of people in America, lots of people around the world who are feeling the force of this, whether the coronavirus is a real thing or whether it's something the news media is getting everybody all jacked up about. I guess it remains to be seen. So how do you view the reality of everybody running to the market to buy masks and sanitizers and all that stuff?
Well, it's the same thing. If you were on the front line of a battle and you were under fire from the enemy and your only real defense was to, you had a choice between being able to have some really hard plate flak jackets and everything else you could wear, or you just run around from one tree to another ducking the bullets. That's the analogy for me. To worry about getting masks, to worry about getting some kind of protection from the outside is like trying to dodge the bullets. Whereas if you build the immune system from the inside out, revitalize it, give it something it really needs to bring all of the immune aspects back online is to me like wearing flak jackets in the middle of a battle. Mm-hmm. So that I think there's something going on here. I really do.
You think there's something to it? Is it more than just a regular flu sort of thing? Because a lot of people assign a value of there's real bad flu to this.
Well, there's earmarks. Yeah, that's true. There are earmarks of this having been created, made. Well, you know, all of our Black Ops stuff.
Okay, well, whether you heard me say a little earlier, I believe that you can make an argument that the drug companies, because many of them make their products in China, and what would be good for business is to create something. It certainly is not as good the stuff movies are made out of, and there have been half a dozen movies that have had this basic theory to it, that somebody created something in a laboratory and let it loose, and so now this will scare the hell out of everybody, and some drug company will come to the rescue. Look, we found the cure.
There's going to be coronavirus vaccines all over the place. You know, and within a month, they're going to be all over the place.
I just noticed a couple of people in New Hampshire have come down with it, and you know, there's pretty much every state has been affected by it one way or another, and pretty much every country has been. And in China, they have pretty much a martial law situation set up in the area where it's
Wuhan, yes, in the area of Wuhan.
Yeah.
You know, which is a few hundred miles inland.
All right, but let's talk specifically about face masks and hand sanitizers and all the things that now, if you look at television ads and listen to the radio, these companies have gone all out to start selling their products to protect people. You've always said that the way to avoid this problem is have a strong immune system. Well, I think I have a strong immune system, and I didn't avoid a bloody battle with a virus, a bacterial thing a couple of months ago. So, I don't know, can some things get through any wall?
Well, the numbers that are coming out of China right now is about, all the people who get exposed to it, about 80% contract the disease, 20% of them perish, which means there's 20% that get exposed to it that has no effect upon them at all, mm-hmm. because they have stronger immune systems.
Right.
And so that, you know, we're going to see the N95 mask. There's going to be a big run on those and the hand sanitizers and everything else where people are in a complete state of panic. Immuplex. A product
is a standard product.
Is one of the best things possible.
Keep your immune system going. All right, here's something else that really is the best of things that are on the market to help you lose weight. Calitrin is number one on my list because it's healthy, natural, no drugs, no stimulants, and it works. 86% of the people who get onto Calitrin lose weight and keep it off. There isn't another product that exists in the world that can boast of that kind of success. So you want to have success in losing weight and do it kind of an easy way. Go to Calitrin.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin.com. Use the DJV code, buy a 4-month supply, actually for less than the price of 3. You can get $10 off on every bottle and then a free bottle after 3. Stay on this program 4 or 5 months and you will lose the weight and keep it off. That's Calitrin.com. Great.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.